Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents We Are All His Creatures, Tales of P.T. Barnum, The Greatest Showman, by Deborah Noyes. Performed by Jess Nahikian, Carly Robbins, Lauren Ezzo, Andrew Iden, Will Robb, and Sarah Zimmerman.
The Mermaid. The animal was an ugly, dried-up, black-looking and diminutive specimen, about 3 feet long. Its mouth was open, its tail turned over, and its arms thrown up, giving it the appearance of having died in great agony. P.T. Barnum. August, 1842, New York City. Mother snored on the daybed. There was a mermaid swimming just upstairs somewhere, in the museum, and Mother snored. Caroline lifted her mother's heavy arm to tug out the news sheet, letting it drop again. The mermaid was in the paper today. Daddy's museum was often in the news, but more so since the ladyfish arrived. Her father had read the article aloud over breakfast. An engraving showed the creature at rest on a rock beside two elegant sister mermaids. She stared into a hand mirror, and her breasts were bare. Caroline knew Mother was scandalized by the set of her mouth and the way she blew on her tea to avoid their eyes. "Questions?" she chirped, in a tone that warned, "Don't ask." Caroline shrugged. Though she was 9 and Helen 2, they saw breasts all the time, Mother's, while baby Francis sucked. When their mother fed Francis right at the breakfast table that morning, Daddy had called her a fishwife. At first, this confused Caroline. Did he mean Charity Barnum was the ladyfish, the same mermaid on display upstairs? But how? Mother mostly stood by the window or dozed on the daybed, as now, but she never left their sight. And when she unfastened her dressing gown to feed Francis, her bosom did not in any way resemble the graceful mermaid's. Caroline knew to guard her questions. She would rather solve them herself when she could. And Madge had used the same word last week, only differently. Fishwife meant common, Caroline deduced with pride. But this morning she had another question, one she couldn't answer herself. Daddy replied with his back to her, rifling through a pile of contracts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?